If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Then Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Lou, like, it's like been 3 days, still feel like a little foggy, you know, and I still, you know, how you have that hospital smell.
Yes.
Like when they put the Benadine or Benadine on the scars and stuff like that.
Sure,
that smell where like I take a shower and there's like yellow from, you know, the stuff they put on your leg when they cut you. Like, I'm just like, but I think tomorrow. I'm go get up in the morning and try to go for like a walk or something. To beat the dust off of this old man.
You're feeling foggy, and Marcos, as always, is feeling froggy.
Yeah, when he shows up.
Yeah, well, where you been, dude?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, so Jimmy Butler can take days off, but I can't. Jeez, dude, no love around here. I'm back. You know, I just wanted to give Vlad an opportunity to speak on behalf of the Jets.
Oh.
No, you wait. No, you didn't. Because he was here going, whew, I ain't the only team.
Well, I'll allow you to answer some things from last night. Let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Do tell, if I look at the Maverick score from last night, what'd you think of Klay Thompson's debut?
Hey, he looked good, too.
Did he? He looked good for once. Oh, yeah. It was solid. It was solid.
Hey, man, can I just say, and I've told you this before, Tobin, right? When you return from a serious knee injury, you may be back playing basketball or football, but it takes a while. There has only been one guy who came back and balled out. And that was Adrian Peterson, who came back, I think, and ran for 2,000.
He did.
So,
and technically, Jalen Phillips up until Jordan Poyer ruined it.
But again, when you come back from these injuries, other parts of your body become vulnerable. So, like, when Klay had the two injuries, he was barely back from the Achilles, then he did the knee.
Mm-hmm.
That's a couple of years, man. And it didn't help that he's getting older, but now he looks like Klay.
I can see Mark.
After one game, does he?
One game.
Just the way he was moving.
Yes.
He was running around. He wasn't standing in one spot like he was the last couple of years at Golden State.
Or the last couple preseason games where he shot 24% from the field. Let's not.
Well, if we've learned anything about preseason based on the Miami Heat.
Based on the Miami Heat. So you taking that as law?
No, I'm just saying. It rains once in a while in the desert. And I got to admit, he looks really good in his role.
What? That's the analogy you're going with?
You know, once in a while, there's a drop from the sky. And again, I think he really covets that role as third most important person on his team.
I'm going to tell you like this. Clay better not have a good year, according to what you're saying right now.
Trust me, he won't.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what? I'll go as far as saying I'll eat. No, okay. I can't. No, gross.
Gross. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I've learned anything. Don't bet into a bet that nobody's betting back, Marcos.
That's wisdom speaking right there.
Hey, there was somebody in Cleveland who ate poop.
Yep.
And Tobin had to eat a crow, an actual crow.
Don't negotiate against yourself, dude. Don't negotiate against yourself.
With the guy that he bet against sitting next to him.
Sure did. I guess the only thing I got out of that was publicity, which was good. Publicity is good.
Still, I think that's worse than eating the crow, having to sit next to Klay Thompson as I eat.
Hey, but wait. The worst part was is that he didn't even taste it. Because me, him, and Beast went over to the went over to the counter and got liquored up. So he could have been eating anything at that point.
I went out with Frito and Perk that night, and I don't remember anything from that interview. Woo! One thing that does make me happy, though, is like there we had a bunch of these cards from the Yelich thing. And I think to like all the Marlins fans that came out, because we had a good crowd of people that came out for it. And Yelich was cool enough to just like sit there and sign these cards. And I think to myself, those kids didn't know that they were getting an NL MVP signing their things and also ruining their card is me. Because
I'm signing it. The crow eater.
Thursday night football last night, the Rams, they beat the Vikings.
Oh, wow. Yep. I mean, they got their two guys back and it's a different team, right? Kind of shocked that Flo didn't have like a real answer. Basically the defense was a two-way go. They ran the ball well and they threw the ball well. And that's usually not his thing, right? We're going to take away one thing. They couldn't really stop them at anything consistently.
Right. And I'd also say, let's see, like Flo's, you know, that he kills young quarterbacks, which he's mostly taken on so far this year.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's, is that not the Belichick thing?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But like, you know, the last couple of weeks, you take on a Goff, you take on a Stafford.
They've seen it.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't count. He's a bum. But the rest of them.
They've seen it all. And one of the things is the difference between a young quarterback and a veteran quarterback is hard to speed up a veteran's clock, right? He already understands the time. So seeing, you ever notice like veteran quarterbacks, when they see a pass rusher in their face, they still realize they have time to throw it. Whereas a young quarterback will panic, even though he's like three steps away. That's kind of one of those things. And that's what it seemed like. It seemed like no matter how much he changed the pressure, Stafford just seemed like, all right.
For those who were playing last night in the old fantasy poo, you had Matthew Stafford, 279 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick. Kyron Williams on the ground. He had 97 yards rushing. He added 19 with a touchdown catch.
Puka. Oh, my goodness. It was so, like, I felt so bad for that linebacker. That was like, I mean, he didn't even have to put, like, a Hall of Fame move on him. He just had to go where the linebacker didn't think he was going. And it was wide open.
Puka Nacua had 7 catches, 106 yards. Cooper Kupp, 5 for 51 with a touchdown. And then on the other side, Sam Darnold, 240 yards, 2 touchdowns. Justin Jefferson, 115 yards receiving yesterday. So that was your Thursday night football game. And when we come back, last night, the Panthers put it on the Rangers, and Sergei Bobrovsky hit a milestone. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
Foot race here, no icing. Forsling will have to make a play. It's stripped away by Panarin, given to Schneider. Far circle, a shot blocked, recover shot, save, rebound. Oh, what a save made by Bobrovsky on Trocheck right at the top of the goal crease to stop Trocheck on the rebound. Sergei Bobrovsky protects the one goal Panthers lead with 13:35 to go in the second. Osterina gets it out to the neutral zone. The final seconds tick away, and the Florida Panthers win 3-1 to start their road trip over the New York Rangers tonight at Madison Square Garden. Sergei Bobrovsky, the fastest goaltender in NHL history to 400 career wins. A big congratulations to Sergei Bobrovsky, the 14th goalie in the history of the National Hockey League to 400 victories.
Yeah, it's, you know, the moments that when you put the gear on and go out and play in the NHL, that's so special. It's not many people can go through that, and so I appreciate that and very, very value that. So I wanted to be at my best possible shape to take the best out of it, you know. So, and that's why. So it's all little pieces. I've been long enough in the hockey, in the professional sport, and so I got my preparation, and I'm still developing. I enjoy the game like a little kid.
I don't mean any disrespect. His first 9 years in the league, he wasn't playing, you know, necessarily in front of very elite teams. He had to grind for those wins, so his numbers are hard earned. A testament. I mean, that winning percentage is incredible. To do something that with so many of the great netminders this game has had. I'm really happy for him that he gets that recognition while he's at the peak of his game. I know the players really enjoyed it after.
Oh yeah, we're celebrating him currently. He's the backbone of our team. What he's done, not many people have, and I don't know if anybody has as fast as he has. So what an incredible goalie, what an incredible competitor, and just an amazing guy and teammate. I'm so lucky to be able to play with him, so lucky to be able to learn from him, and just I couldn't be happier for him, because nobody deserves it more, nobody works harder.
Focus.
Thank you for the congratulating me.
Sergei Bobrovsky yesterday, 400 wins, Leroy.
Mucho gracias.
Gracias. No, gracias to you, Bob.
Yeah. That's I mean, he's one of one.
Crazy.
Like you very rarely do you do something, whether it's in a career or a season, that puts you on the top of a list.
Not only that, but to do it against the Rangers, who had yet to lose in regulation. They go into Madison Square Garden yesterday. You got my guy, Carter Verhaeghe, getting his first goal of the season. And
Can't say my guy.
No, that's my guy.
No, you can say Carter Verhaeghe. No. You can't say my guy, Carter Verhaeghe.
No.
Why?
There has to be some sort of stipulation on TTL to my guy. You don't just go from TTL to my guy.
The whole point of TTL is those are my guys who I give TTL to.
I need to speak to someone. No, these are rules.
That is the whole point.
This is not fair.
Stupid Rangers go out there. They think, Eastern Conference Final. So the Panthers have already eliminated. I've eliminated them from concern. They've beaten the Boston Bruins twice, once on the road without their two stars, and now they beat the Rangers yesterday in Madison Square Garden. So any of these guys who are like, we're going to get our revenge against the Panthers, and I got to tell you, my favorite thing is watching these press conferences afterwards, boys, where you have just all these Northeast reporters who are like, how are you guys in their heads? How are you guys? They're better. That's how, dude. And Sergei Bobrovsky, congratulations to him. This is from the Panthers yesterday, Leroy, in the locker room. Bob speaking to his teammates because they were celebrating him.
Fortunate to be part of this team, part of this group. I enjoyed every minute, every second of it. So thank you guys so much. I can't thank you enough for tonight as well. So let's keep it.
Jesus, he has so much armor on. It's crazy. Because he's like,
I mean, because underneath that is a skinny dude.
He's so,
right?
Dude, there's nobody better at saving pucks on their ass than that guy. Like, he does this snow angel save yesterday. I'm like, how?
He does it all the time. What about the one last year?
Oh, yeah. All the time. But he's always he had one yesterday. He stretched out full go and then got it again on the rebound. I'm like, he's the most flexible dude. It's crazy what he's able to do.
It's amazing how he can get. So he'll make a diving save on one side, right? And then be able to get back to his feet, get to the other side, and then block another one.
And then, like, when there's those crazy scrums where he doesn't have a stick, he's like, head on a swivel. But you know, you're not getting past it without that. It doesn't matter. He could not have a stick. He could go out there without a stick. He's gonna come up with the saves. I love it. Stupid Rangers. Ridiculous.
Giraffe on skates.
Oh, I'm so glad they sent that. I mean, you know, I wish him well in his career, but I'm so glad they sent that kid down to the minors. Rempy. Remember they said, look at Rempy out there. He's gonna rough up some Panthers. Yeah, all right. Enjoy the Hudson Valley, dude, wherever the hell you play minor league hockey in New York.
Boom!
Oh, what a time. What a time to be alive. And by the way, you know, Anton Lundell, you want to talk about stepping up in the captain's absence. Barky not here? We got baby Barky. He's coming through, Leroy. This kid is, that line has been incredible. I mean, we've talked about that. You know, Paul Maurice has called that line of him, Rhino, and Lustarain in the safety blanket of the team, which is true. I mean, they're just lighting it up like crazy. But Lundell has just been such a monster in the absence of Alexander Barkov. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Love this Panthers team.
I mean, the one thing that I would say is that they're really deep, right? And that's the thing we all take for granted. That how deep they are, and that's really cool.
A lot of fun.
You know, you can pretty much go, I want to say, to the end of their roster, and they're contributing. Like, each line has a guy you go, uh-oh, so-and-so's in the game, got him, right?
They'll be back at it tomorrow against the Islanders, and then they'll wrap it up against Buffalo on the road. Well, actually, they'll just continue to go further on the road because then they go to Finland. Which is going to be great. They're basically little Finland.
That's like a home game away, essentially.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like, I can't imagine what that crowd's going to be like for little Finland. They should put them all in the same at the same time.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
That's Goosies.
Yeah, that was Goosies. Mm. So happy for Bob, man. Yeah. So happy for him. Doesn't look like he's slowing down. I'll tell you what. That dude is in great shape. Everybody's saying, and I mean, he looks as quick as ever. He looks as locked in as ever. And what a bounce back too. What a bounce back. Cause they got throttled by Minnesota the other night. But I mean, these big matchups, it is interesting. These weird teams have taken him out. But any of the teams that they've had playoff crossings with thus far, Leroy, they've let him know daddy's still here. Daddy's still here. All right. You gotta come take it. Speaking of daddy, Canes Knowles coming up tomorrow. We'll get into a little bit of that rivalry coming up next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Cause who's gonna get past Bob? Like, that's the real question.
Miami and Florida State, October 7th, 2017. A seven-game losing streak is snapped by Miami.
11 seconds to go in the game. Canes trail by three. Snap. Rozier throws. Langham. He's got it. Into the end zone. Touchdown. It's a touchdown. Darryl Langham at the pylon. 23 magical yards. Miami has the lead with 6 seconds to go in the game. There's pandemonium at the dope. There's a Hurricanes hero right now. It's Rozier.
Add a name to the legend of Miami and Florida State.
FSU, Miami. The rivalry continues here on AM 560 WQAM.
Oh, man. There you go. Kozagaki, Don Bailey Jr. with the call. We got Canes FSU tomorrow, 7 o'clock. We get it going. 3 o'clock is your pregame coverage on a stacked South Florida sports weekend starting tonight. You got the Pinks in action. Saturday, everybody is basically in action. Rolling into Sunday. Saturday, Canes FSU coverage gets going at 3. Canes are 21-point favorites. You got the Miami Heat practicing today. They'll fly to North Carolina, take on the Charlotte Hornets tomorrow at 7. That game, by the way, Power 96 for those who are looking for it tomorrow. So if you guys are looking for the Heat game, you're rolling around, it'll be on Power 96 if you want to listen to Heat and Hornets. For those non-Canes Heat fans out there, you're flipping back and forth. Preheat does get going at 5:45. And then Saturday, you have Panthers taking on the Islanders. We talked some Cats last segment. 1 o'clock, Dolphins, Cardinals. Game Day Uncensored gets going at 9 a.m. Then at 5 o'clock, Dwayne Wade will have his statue unveiled at the Kaseya Center at 5 o'clock. And then, of course, they will honor Dwayne Wade the next night at home against the Pistons. So we got ourselves a weekend, Leroy.
Yes, we do.
We got ourselves a weekend. But the Canes right now are doing something special. I mean, it's right now, you know, there's they are right now the toast of town. They are undefeated. They got a rivalry game coming in. They potentially have the number one quarterback in the draft getting taken. I mean, the buzz right now at Cam Ward has never been higher. Now, you know, before it felt like it was all Shador Sanders, and then now Cam Ward was peaking his way. Now you're seeing him, like, people are like, I don't know, might take Cam Ward number one. I mean, it's pretty crazy the jump this kid has taken, and deserved, by the way, deserved with how he's with how he's able, because even, I mean, this man was putting up numbers for Washington State, but to do it on a stage like this, and certainly, you know, you're not playing it friggin' 11:30 at night every single week, so it's it has been pretty cool to see him take this by the reins, Leroy, and really kind of capture the hearts of all football fans. Everybody's doing his celebration. It's been pretty awesome to see. I mean, some of the wondrous throws and plays that he comes through with. This does feel like a special season thus far.
It does. It does. And all you can do now is just ride the wave, keep it going. You know, there are some concerns, but he seems to cover them up. And when you have a superstar like that, that's kind of how that works.
Yep.
You know, you have a guy who is so exceptional at what he does, you forget about the areas of football that you struggle in. Now, at some point, you're going to need that defense to make a big play.
Right.
That's just the way football works.
Listen,
but your guy has kept you in it and let you work some stuff out.
Look, if they have a weekend this weekend where they give up some points to FSU, red alert on the defense. Like, this FSU offense sucks.
But here's what I can't figure out for the life of me. Reuben Bain had 10 quarterback pressures in one game. How are they giving up so many damn points?
It's been some weird stuff, though. Right. Like, they had weird fields. Don't forget, they gave up a kickoff return touchdown in there. You know,
that's what's crazy. The other thing, to be fair to the defense, like, if you have a pick six and a return for a touchdown, it counts against the defense.
You
but
think
it's about, not a defensive score.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, there's been some weird situations. They had the critic, like, well, they really felt like they had that game in hand. And look, props to Louisville. They made some insane plays. But to have it all flip around in 60 seconds, to go from,
right,
this is a two-score game, to kickoff return touchdown, oh, fumble, oh, no, they're tied.
Exactly. And so I'm gonna you know, cut them a break, because Louisville has a very good offense, so I'm not just, you know, saying that the Canes should stop everybody. I am saying, though, when we look at these scores, right, like, I don't know how much at all the critical times you can rely on one guy.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the thing – look, the defense has definitely got to prove itself, but the one thing I did like is – they did feel balanced last game. Like they got to lean on Martinez, AJ Allen with a big drive. Like the run game got going. Obviously, the line got bolstered. It got healthier. So, I mean, them being full go there, that feels like it can that's going to help a long way, because you're going to, like you said, you know, there's going to be games you want to dictate. There's going to be games you want to, you know, control the clock a little bit more. I mean,
you have all the pieces here. Let's put it this way. You have all the pieces to do whatever you want on a football field. But what has happened is that very untimely mistakes have kept teams in the game. And that's happened the last, 3 weeks? So while you're still winning and Cam Ward is, and that offense is covering up everything, there's going to be a point in time where the other team is not going to make any mistakes, and your mistakes become more critical.
This is actually funny. This just got sent to me. This is from ESPN's Matt Miller, who is one of their draft gurus. He says multiple NFL scouts have Ward as the number one quarterback now in the 2025 draft, ahead of the likes of Shedeur Sanders, Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, and Drew Aller. So it's just awesome.
I like his story, and you know what it rivals? It kind of rivals Cam's story, starting off at
Newton.
Cam Newton, kind of starting off at junior college, then going to Auburn, then winning the Heisman and being Mr. Everything, and then being the first pick in the draft. So yeah, that very similar stories, except Cam was at least recruited. Cam was at Florida.
Yes, he was.
Cam Ward was.
Which, by the way, I want to say, I've been watching this Aaron Hernandez FX. I've got to catch up on the last couple episodes. Why does Cam have to catch strays? Well, this isn't his story. Why did the laptop episode? Why did that have to be in there? I don't understand.
That's good TV. You know, you got to tell everything. You know, it's good TV.
But like, it is a cool story. And if you want to be a role model for young kids, it's not in what you say or how you act or whatever. Just look at his story to know that, like, if this is what you want to do in life, don't give up on it. Bust your ass. You'll be successful at something. And so it's a cool story. He's very like, talk about cool as a cucumber.
Yep.
You know, so that's another cool thing. No matter how hectic it is on the football field, my man's cool.
Man,
so it's a fun story. I hope that the story gets the proper ending.
Me too.
Right? Because you know how they are. And I'm going to tell you like this. You guys say I'm a Miami hater, but I'm going to put this out there. You know everybody's waiting.
Oh, for sure. I know. Okay. Like, we've already noticed this. This has already been noticeable with the replay stuff. Like, because people are already saying that the ACC, the Canes are, you know, the ACC is lifting them up with all these replays. That's already been happening. Like, that's already been happening. And I think that everybody is doing, and I don't even necessarily know that they're wrong, that they are a flawed team. But this kid isn't flawed. I mean, that they are... They are at the helm. They have a bona fide superstar, like you said.
But
I think, what do you think is going to be the interesting thing here? And not to count chickens, but like, all right, let's say they get through the ACC and they get to this playoff. It's going to be interesting what the legacy is going to be of that first playoff team that's in there.
I think. To me, the story is them being a top four team. Because then you could say it didn't matter.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But for the naysayers, if you stumble and you end up being the seventh or eighth seed, then You see, and that's just human nature. You know,
the rejoin we played of the Rozier win at Doak. God, that was a good feeling. You know what that's like with the when you had all those bets with Ohio State for 8 straight years. It's the worst.
It's the worst, dude. It's the
worst.
It's the worst. Like, I can't, like, and the thing is that some of my Ohio State people, we call on Monday and you get a minute. Right? That's it. One way or the other. You get a minute. But then my buddy in Sarasota, he don't talk trash. He don't believe in, he don't like. And I'm like, oh, man, I really want to get you right now. He goes, but I said, but I can't because you don't talk trash the other way. Right. So some guys, they really got questions. They see. And here's the thing I hate about sports. When people tell you how good you are, people all year have been saying Ohio State has the best talent.
Right.
When you say that, all your failures immediately go to the coach.
Yep.
But what if another team you play is better?
Doesn't matter.
Like, we in college, it doesn't, like,
they're not reasonable.
Right. So
these are not reasonable people.
So that bothers me when that happens. Now, they have a lot of questions about Ryan Day. They do. Because they think, right, that over the years, the last couple of years with Michigan, even though I think Michigan has been better, they think that that's a failure. And then you see the game with Oregon, when it was the best coaching move I have ever seen in recent years, with the 4-second runoff or the 10-second, whatever the runoff was, so they didn't have time, right? So, yeah. And that goes, oh, he did a terrible job. Like, man, it's not that easy. Right? It's not that easy. Like, I think college football is the only sport where they believe your on paper performance. Right? Like, if somebody says, this team is the best X, and you lose, then it immediately is you know, oh, I was wrong. They suck. This has got to be the coaching or something. Oh, like, yeah, that.
It's right. The swings are crazy, unless you're Alabama or, you know, and then they get like they get
breaks
all the time.
Well, and with Alabama, they just say, "Huh, that would never happen with Saban."
El Bote says Tobin is unreasonable. Don't lose.
He hey, is.
Dude, I'm not unreasonable.
I'm gonna say unreasonable. No. I'm gonna say this. And I mean this, and this comes from a place of keeping it real. Miami is a much better team than Florida State. However, in games like this, sometimes your emotions get in the way of you taking care of business. And the game becomes sloppy. You give the other team hope. And that's how games like this end up close. But if you go out and play the way you've been playing and treat it as business as usual, I get it's Florida State. But you are playing a football game. Football games have certain things you have to accomplish to win.
Mm-hmm.
And it should not matter who's on the other side.
It's fine. Like, you know, if a Seminoles fan wants to sit here and they want to talk themselves into the throw out the record, it's a rivalry. That's fine. I'll be
sitting
here.
That's what the losing team says, yeah, by the way. That's what the underdog says.
Trust me when I tell you, I'm going to be sitting here with a half a dozen cupcakes while I'm watching this game, because that's what they are. All right. This is we should be paying you six figures for this game. It's a tune up.
Wait, dude. No. See.
Cupcake.
Right. See. See. Too much.
I love this. Too much. This is great.
Too much.
Any challenge that's presented now, I'm going straight to your text message.
Why?
How dare you curse us, Tobin?
I'm not cursed.
All right. Here. No. Look, that's fine. Look,
wait a minute. You see how I handled it like a professional, like an athlete that's been on both sides of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how does he handle it?
Cam's Bakery this weekend.
Oh, join
cupcakes. Dude. dude, stop.
You want little sprinkles on it?
No, so FSU? You don't think, so wait a minute. You do realize in the last 5 or so years,
yeah,
you've been on the other side of that, and you have been talking now like maybe Florida State fans are talking. You That's do okay. realize this, right?
That's okay. That's how the okay. rivalry has been. The rivalry has been.
No, I'm not saying it from that standpoint. Of course it's been that way. But I'm saying that your take on this game has been what Florida State's take is going to be this week. Rivalry game. You got a chance. These games are always close. You know, you've been saying that for the last few years because Miami has been the underdog.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why do you just dismiss all of that now?
Cupcake.
Oh, my. Hey, you know,
I'm more.
Wait, here. I got my phone set. I'm going to open up the text line to show Pony. And Florida State comes out with a little trickery and scores, and the score 7-0. And you know you're going to get all that business.
No, I'm not. Trust me when I tell you.
Okay, listen.
I am more worried.
I expect Miami to handle their business. However, I'm not just going to dismiss this game. Nor should you.
Are you not in the mood for dessert?
Can I just say, when I'm thinking dessert, cupcake is not on my list. Yeah, I've never gone to a restaurant and say, you got any good cupcakes? When was the last time you went to a restaurant to ask, do you want dessert? And you said, do you have any cupcakes?
I honestly can't remember the last time I had a cupcake.
That's delicious. What I'm saying. Why did you go with cupcake?
That's what it is. Everybody knows what a cupcake is. Hey, not even worthy of a full cake.
Dear Twitch and YouTube, I tried my best to keep this man focused.
Miami's got the cakes. FSU's just a cupcake.
Okay. Jordo said it best.
What?
18-point favorites over VTech.
That's fine. What happened? Did they win or lose?
By the hair that you don't have on your chinny chin chin.
No, I could if I wanted to.
Okay, let's stop this right now.
Why do you look so nervous, Marcos?
It's not nervous.
No, it's not nerves. I just know this is what's
every time you talk like this, the game is going to be closed and you're going to get hate mail.
FSU is going to come out firing because they're fans of the show.
They got nothing to lose.
They're listening to this and they heard old show pony Tobes say that, it's going to be a cupcake. So they're going to come out angry. I'm scarred, dude. I'm still scarred from a rough pass. But I got faith that, you know, of course the Canes are going to win. But you're making it seem like it's nothing.
I will go to the bakery after Sunday, and I will make sure I have a nice order for you guys. I'll stop at Davey, drop one off for the healing Leroy, and then I'll bring us some. JVig, if you want to come in on Monday, I will bring in the cupcakes for you and me. We will eat the cupcakes.
Love that
celebration.
Nobody likes cupcakes, dude.
No cupcakes.
Oh, after a victory, you do
cupcakes. I'm not against cupcakes necessarily.
I'm not like I can't. When was the last time you actually ate a cupcake? Because I tell you, if I go over to somebody's house and we have a spread,
yeah,
and there's a cupcake,
I can't say.
I don't eat the cupcake.
I feel like they bring cupcakes here. Like the last time I had it was definitely in Odyssey's kitchen for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cupcakes seem like a whole because you don't have to cut it. It's your own individual little cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that in a work environment, but you know, when was the last time you and Glenda said, you know what?
I'm feeling a cupcake. Yeah, no.
Nobody doesn't.
You ever go to Publix? You see, so they have some pretty elaborate cupcakes.
They do, actually. Publix, you want to talk about seasonal cupcakes. You know, right now, they got some orange and brown cupcakes or orange top cupcakes getting ready for Halloween. They're going to give you the seasonal cupcake or wait right after they get done with Halloween and all them cupcakes go on sale, right? And they sell all those cupcakes, then we're going to get turkey cupcakes. Cupcakes with a little turkey on the top. You know, I'm telling you.
It's true.
Well, oh my God, J Fig just had the.
What is? Wait,
we got bro science, and then we got Fig science.
Time out. This might mean you have been on this show too long with this comment. Hold on. Let's start with the first one. I love cupcakes.
This is J Fig.
They're mini cakes.
Mm-hmm.
They've helped me lose weight and stop me from eating more cake. They are just reasonable sizing. That is, can I just tell you? Jennifer, first of all, I'm going to say this to you. When they have those little miniature cupcakes, you don't just eat one. By the time you're done, it would have been easier to just cut yourself a piece of damn cake.
Are we just like, am I now to believe that a younger J Fig was like a Looney Tune where she would do the thing where she would slice the cake, leave the one slice, and then take the rest of the cake?
Because yes, that's the way she made it sound. She's talking about moderation. Cupcakes are moderation.
We'll take a break. Our Tua is next.